What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Okay, everybody, welcome to the latest episode of All Too Real 2. My name is Michael E. Collin II, and with me, as always, is...
Sesame Paradise Incarta.
Paradise, it's just another day for you and me in paradise.
And then you got another one, 2 tickets to paradise, yeah.
Grab your bags, we leave tonight.
Eddie Money, man.
Yes.
Or Eddie Munson, perhaps. No.
No.
I don't know.
So, how you feeling there, Sesame?
Overall, I don't know. I'm at like a 5. I guess I'd be like a 7 energy wise. 5 mental health wise. Maybe.
Did watching Dr. Paradise help your mental or physical health in any way whatsoever?
No, it ticked it down pretty significantly in both ways, actually. I was probably at a 2 mental health wise and maybe a 4 energy wise, both during and after watching the episode.
Okay, I was just checking because I was wondering if I should prescribe this to our listeners to help with their mental health or their physical health.
No, the only thing I would say is like if a person's like experiencing like mania, maybe this will take it down a little bit. But I'm not a doctor, so I can't say. But
no, I'm not either. I have played one in a movie before, but
yeah.
So that means I can say whatever I want, right?
I mean, that's the rules, I could guess. Yeah. So Just whatever, you know, do it.
Okay. So what I'm going to prescribe is that you don't watch this and instead just go for a walk.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not good.
Or, you know, take those, what are those things called? They're, nails, you know, those like steel nails.
Mm-hmm.
And, you take one of those, you put it right on top of your middle finger. On top of a table. Like, put your middle finger on a table. Put that nail right on top of it. And then hit it really hard with a hammer. For like a half hour.
Yeah.
That'd be more enjoyable than watching this show.
Yeah. And it would also help with the frustration if you already had watched the show. And now you're super irritable. And, you know, it'll help you, you know, let out some steam, you know. Well, not let out some steam, you're literally probably nail. But like, you know. Anyway, yeah, the show's bad. We made the point.
Yeah, and I watched it twice.
Oh my god, really? I tried to watch it twice.
Yeah, I watched it twice. A couple days ago though, so I don't really remember much.
It's quite possibly one of the worst shows I've ever watched in my entire life.
Me too. So this was an unaired pilot. I mean, it did air on CBS as part of their, like, summer Playhouse series where they would, like, basically air pilots that they knew they weren't going to pick up for television series. Just, you know, in the middle of the summer. It aired on July 12th of 1988. It was written by Ron Zimmerman and directed by Peter Baldwin. And starred Frank Langella, who's been in a little bit of trouble lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was just fired from the House of Usher miniseries that Netflix is producing. The Fall of the House of Usher or whatever. He based on the Poe story. He supposedly told some off-color jokes, was calling his co-star baby or honey or something, and touched her in a sex scene on her leg, and that wasn't choreographed.
Oh,
So the guy's like in his 80s. Not that I'm giving that as an excuse, but he said he's never
so
experienced. Yeah, it was just, he couldn't even, they wouldn't even let him apologize. So,
oh, wow. So is this the guy who plays a doctor
yes,
in
this is the guy
this?
that plays Dr. Paradise.
Which is interesting because in this episode he also slapped someone on the butt, so
Yeah.
apparently,
I will tell
maybe
you,
he
he's a
did.
really good actor. He's going to be in a future episode of our show that I'm hoping that we cover someday, Masters of the Universe, where he played Skeletor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Cool.
Yeah, he played Skeletor. He also was in Frost Nixon, where he played Nixon,
Oh, okay.
which is a great movie. But yeah, my thing is with it, whatever his intentions were, if they, I don't think his intentions were bad, but regardless, it's probably good that he got fired from the show. I mean, in this day and age, you can't, mess around with anything. I'm not defending him at all. So I'm just letting you know,
Yeah.
just because I like him as an actor, I'm not defending his actions. And I wasn't there on the set, and I don't know. They have yet to, it was the woman playing his wife in the thing, and that's all the articles ever say. They don't say her name, but they've already recast his role, and I assume they didn't fire her too, so I guess whenever the miniseries comes out, we'll find out who played his wife. So,
Wow.
yeah. And we also have Sally Kellerman, who was Hot Lips Houlihan in the movie MASH, not the TV series. And she's playing the younger sister, from what I gathered.
Yeah, I was kind of confused about that.
Yeah, I know they're like brother and sister, but I think she was supposed to be younger, but she's actually older in real life.
Oh,
She's
really?
passed away though, but
Oh, okay.
yeah, but she was older. We also have Tommy Hinkley as Dr. Casey Hunter, who is Sally Kellerman's character of Amy Hunter's son, and Dr. Paradise's nephew. I mean, so my question is, was Amy's maiden name Paradise as well? That's
I have no idea about
yeah.
the family.
We also have
I'm
Xander Berkeley as Dr. Noah Fredericks, the psychiatrist, who I'm Facebook friends with. If you happen to be listening to this, Xander, you're an awesome actor, and I'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah, you were pretty much like the only good thing about
Yeah.
the episode.
We have an actor named Hiram Caston as Dr. Philip Moore, who is kind of a, like, over the top, like, 40 stand-up comic sort of guy. That's what he seemed like. And then,
The
like,
guy with the glasses.
the guy with the doctor that was golfer.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah, Dr. Hiram Cast I mean Dr. Philip Moore, played by Hiram Caston. And then we had
Oh,
Barry Gordon, who played Newton Hobbs, who was like a guy who invented the what I've always
okay.
referred to as the Groucho glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barry Gordon is probably, he's a really good actor, but also a voice actor, probably best known as being one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the 80s cartoon.
Wow.
Yeah, he was the voice of, I don't know if it was Michelangelo or which one. I don't feel like looking it up. So
Fine.
yeah, so what goes on in this episode here?
Absolutely nothing. So they possibly have like the coolest intro to a TV show I've ever seen in my life. So it's like got this like kind of like stereotypical island song like Dr. Paradise, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
And then, like, he goes, like, into his, you know, the office or whatever, and he's, like, talking to people. And then he does the skip thing, and then it freezes freeze frames, right? As he's in midair when he's clicking. I call it the kick you.
That's what I was about to say. It's the kick you.
Yes. The kick you, for people who don't understand that reference, is from Degrassi Junior High / Degrassi High. There was a character named Yik Yu.
Who would do that often? Best.
What's that?
Who would do that often?
He would do it, like, all the time. And then so we started to call it the kick you because we thought we were clever. And then, anyway, and then so he does that. He's like, yeah, you know, and then the freeze frames right there. Mm-hmm. And then we get into the actual episode. Just a boring conversation between, you know, dude and his mom. You know, she's telling him, hey, why don't you, you know, get a real job instead of being a chiropractor, that whole thing, like, oh, chiropractors aren't real doctors, you know, type of, like, nice little dig, you know, that they have.
Well, a lot of them are quacks, but that's...
Well, I know, but it's like this whole thing of, like, you know, oh, you went to school and learned a skill, you're a bad person for that, you know, type of thing, like, because you're not doing what I'm doing, so therefore, what you do is of no value. It's that typical mentality. It's like, yeah, you know, because everyone in the world needs to be a doctor, or everyone in the world needs to be a garbage truck driver, because no other job exists, apparently. So mm-hmm. society definitely would not fall apart if everyone had the same job.
Or you anyway, could be, or you could be just like a, you know, a real normal person like Bill Maher.
Yeah. Okay. And then,
that's what he claims.
That guy's, yeah, whatever. He's a waste of space and makes millions of years, basically being the, you know, right wing liberal, like you know, the heck is that? Oh wow, helicopter, that's going pretty low. Anyway, so they argue over that, and then, you know, he also went to the casino and I guess lost a bunch of money. By the way, Dr. Paradise actually owns the casino.
Yeah.
And so he lost money at said casino, but it was actually his mom's money, I guess, that he stole.
Like, I'm just trying to figure out the logic here. Like, so they're on this, like, tropical island, and there's a casino there, and, like, one medical clinic, and Dr. Paradise owns both of them.
He just did a skip again. What's him? What's him in those skips? Anyway, sorry, I've got it on mute and watching right now. Anyway, he just did a skip again and went through the doors. It's like, that must be, like, his signature move. Yeah, so I have a thing. And he walks back in, the doors just open on their own.
That's yeah, like, that I didn't get either.
Magic does it. Anyway, so there's this whole thing where, you know, she goes off to work because she's got a patient at 9 in the morning, which, you know, she acts like it's some, like, huge, like, imposition. It's like
it's 9,
like, most doctor's office open at 8. But anyway, okay. And then I'm thinking he owns the island, perhaps, maybe, as well. I don't know. And then, but they're trying to be funny, and they had this whole thing where they got, like, a pet parrot, and, like, a cat jumps through the window.
And it's talking to the cat. And,
and then it's just, like, oh, my God, it was trying to be funny. It was just so bad. I mean, it was just, like, it was, like, I was almost paid to watch, like, the cat kill the bird, like, even though I found an injured bird last week and tried to save it, and it really
it was funny, like, right depressed. after I watched that, I watched Only Murders in the Building,
mm-hmm.
and this season there's a talking parrot in the show, but not, like,
right.
over the top like this, and they do it a lot better, so just it's just it was just so ironic, though, that was
so she So we have the dumb cat parrot scene, and this kind of goes on throughout the whole episode. They think it's, like, a funny, like, a running gag.
Well, it goes to the beginning and the end, really.
Oh, okay. So, whatever. Yeah. And then she wants him to go to work for his uncle because he'll make more money doing that, but he doesn't like his uncle for obvious reasons because he's, like, a total arrogant, you know,
chauvinist
rich
asshole.
Dude.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, think about it. Like, how much money does this guy need? He owns a casino, but he also has to be a doctor at the same time. Probably just so that he can, like, act like he's, like, important or whatever. Yeah. And then, like, probably too so he can hit on, like, the island girl. Because he got, like, a stereotypical island girl, you know, as one of the characters.
Yeah,
like,
his,
you know,
Beverly Brown plays Hillary Dupree, his receptionist.
Yeah. So we got to have our hot, sexy island girl who, I could sexually harass and she can't do anything about it because I own this place type of thing. Basically, I'm a colonizer who's reenacting like Christopher Columbus and like raping, you know, like all these, you know, native women. But like, you know, since I'm just slapping her ass, it's okay type of, you know, mentality, you know, fucking white man bullshit. Anyway, so sorry. And then I mean, nothing else happens, really. I mean, like, he comes in. Yeah, go ahead.
So I was going to say, what we got basically going on here is we have the psychiatrist sees Newton Hobbs, Barry Gordon's character, because he's all upset that he's made a fortune off of these novelty glasses that are like the Groucho glasses because they look like his face. Because he has a big nose and wears glasses and has a mustache. And he made it as an art piece, but then it became like this novelty thing sold next to whoopee cushions and whatnot, you know? Mm-hmm. And so he's dealing with that, and he's also got like a lot of anxiety issues. Then the mom and son go to see the psychiatrist as well because they've got like issues, and she's all upset about the fact that the last movie she saw in theaters was Myra Breckinridge. Yep. Wow. So, yeah. I had to watch Jurassic World Dominion twice in theaters recently, so I don't know if I... Well, anyway, so...
I mean, I don't even know what that movie is, so I was just totally like... I mean,
Myra Breckinridge is... It's a bad movie, but it's like a classically campy movie that...
Oh, okay.
Came out in the like 70s or something. So, anyways, I don't even know if I've ever seen it, but I've heard it referenced from time to time as being like one of the worst movies ever made. Wow. So, but anyways, we have them basically just trying to deal with their shit. Then I mean, what else happens? We've got the later on, Newton is out in the lobby, and Dr. Paradise is mad at him because he won a bunch of money at the casino. And
yeah, which is weird. And then
so he's basically being an asshole to Newton, and then Newton ends up pulling a gun on Dr. Paradise.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Apparently. Yeah. And then we have a whole scene where they're trying to decide, like, in between here, once in a while, there's this running gag with Dr. Philip Moore, who, Dr. Paradise never remembers his name.
And he like thinks it's a joke, basically. Yeah. Like he thinks they're best buddies or at least pretends that they are. And is like, oh, that's another good one, Doc.
I'm sure that would have been a running gag if the show got picked up for a series. You know, that would have been
and it would have been a completely annoying running gag. Another thing too, that Dr. Paradise does in between all this bullshit is that he has this habit of walking through the doors that just magically open without him having to open them.
Yeah, like there's just and magical wind that opens up the doors.
Yeah, so maybe he is magic. Maybe that's why he owns a casino. Maybe he's just got good luck, and maybe that's how he was able to buy the island and then also run, like, apparently the clinic on the island and then have, like, the hot, sexy island girl as his receptionist that apparently he can just sexually harass and it's totally okay because, again, he owns everything. But anyway...
And it's 1988.
And despite all that, though, he does something even more annoying, and that not more. He does something in addition to that that's annoying, where he has this habit. By the way, he wears a dumbass white suit. I don't trust anyone who wears white suits. That's just my own thing. Anyway, so
yeah, he's got this whole it's almost like Fantasy Island sort of looking type thing.
Yeah, he wears this white bullshit suit. He looks like he's freaking like in Miami Vice, and then he just like goes into the middle of the waiting room and just like stands there in the middle, like he's like this all important dude, and he's got like his hands on his hips kind of, and he just like kind of looks around the room like, you know, like, look at me, I'm so important. And it's just like, dude, you look fucking idiot, but like, okay,
but don't you do that too, like in your medical practice? You just kind of stand in the lobby all the time?
I mean, I don't own a medical practice, so I don't know. No, I'm not a doctor or anything. I
Oh,
don't own a
you're
med.
not?
No, I never said I was a doctor ever.
Shit.
I mean, I'm a doctor of. Oh, that's the other thing too. Someone just looked at the Island Girl's ass in such a weird way. Like he literally ducked his head and like looked at it as she walked to like the coffee pot area or whatever. Like he literally. I mean, I get it. She's hot. She's wearing a nice tight yellow dress. We
Yeah.
understand. It's summer. Everyone's got your hormones going on. Okay, we get it. Calm down. Like you don't need to like actually like duck your head down like you're, you know,
Well,
a 15
every
year
time
old
I wear that
boy.
yellow dress, people look at my ass too, so.
Well, I mean, you know, it's, I mean, it happens, you
Yeah.
know, and
So,
just don't wear it near like any of those like Nazi rallies. It'll probably beat you up, but like, you know,
shit. I gotta stop going to you for medical advice and start listening to you for like real advice. That'd probably be better. Yeah.
I mean, I've never given you medical advice. I'm just letting that be
Shit,
clear to the
I
audience.
must be imagining this.
Yeah, you are, because I've never ever once given you medical advice. Just want to make that clear because I don't want to get on the hook for any kind of,
Oh, okay.
you know, bad practice or
Because I was shooting
malpractice
up
or
my
whatever.
veins with pixie sticks and I didn't know if I thought that was you that told me that that would help with my ADHD.
No, I never told you that. I did tell you to inject your lungs with bleach to cure coronavirus. I know that was the president or
Yeah.
former president.
Okay, so then they come up with this idea that they're going to play cards to try to save Dr. Paradise's life or decide if the dude can shoot him. Yeah.
You know,
So.
as you do in those type of situations, you know.
Yeah, so we end up having it where everybody, you know, a couple people try to decide to play cards, and then we end up having the nephew place cards for him to try to save his life, and then what happens?
They play until like 2 in the morning. They still haven't, nobody has still won. And then the guy's fed up. He's like, all right, I'm just gonna go shoot him. But then a patient who's been waiting in there for the past 18 hours,
Or something.
who's never decided to leave the room this entire time, and like people forgot about him, which is a weird doctor's office where you just forget about a patient being in a room for the entire day.
Yeah.
And he has a heart attack, so then Dr. Paradise and his nephew save him, and then Dr. Paradise tells his nephew that, like, you know, the reason why he's, you know, so hard on him and stuff for quitting, you know, medical school or whatever is because he's such a good surgeon, and it would pretty much be a waste of his talent to just kind of throw it away or whatever. So, and then, you know, the dude's wife picks him up, he slaps her in the ass because
Yeah,
it's
because that's what
1988.
Dr. Paradise does.
It's 1988, so apparently that was just like total fair game. And then they leave, and then, you know, Dr. Paradise probably does this little skip thing. I'm not sure if he did or not. And then his little skip walk or whatever you call
Yeah.
it. I can say though, for a man of his age to do a skip like that, it's pretty impressive.
Well,
Because as a
at the
young
time he, I mean, he was still, I guess he was in his 50s, so
man. Okay,
yeah.
but still. That's a young man's trick, or even like a, you know, young kid's trick. So,
Yeah.
pretty impressive that he still got that, you know, kick you kind of thing going on. So, oh yeah, and we find out the psychiatrist had actually intended for his patient to grab the gun, and he took out all the bullets in the clip and
Oh,
chamber or
he didn't
whatever.
take out the bullets, he took out the firing pin or something, so that
Oh,
way it wouldn't actually work.
okay.
So, or something of
Yeah,
that
for just,
nature. So.
and it was like a way for him to show assertiveness, which, you know, that's what my psychologist tells me all the time. He's like, Matt, like we're getting, you know, we need to kind of bump up your, you know, self-esteem a little bit, you know, because, you know, we're making some progress, but it's not fast enough. So I'm gonna need you to take this gun and like hold up a gas station or whatever to like prove to yourself that you've got, you know, self-confidence. Oh wait, no. That's never happened once.
Well, if they
And
really want if they really want it to work and they want you to have like ultra self confidence, they give you a bazooka.
or elephant gun or, you know, whatever.
AR-15.
Yeah, I guess, you know, because those are like candy now. But and you know, wait, no, I'm pretty sure that would
They
actually
sell them
get.
next to the M&Ms, don't they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she would get fired and lose her license completely if she ever suggested that. But apparently not. Dr. Paradise's office, apparently anything's fair game. You can give guns to your, you know, mental health patients. You can slap the ass of random women. You can hire an island girl specifically for her looks, and other people can just stare at her ass every time she goes walks around.
I mean, to be fair, a lot of women have been hired over the years just because of their looks. Not saying that it's good or bad. I'm just saying.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying Dr. Paradise's office has its own set of rules.
Yes.
And then Dr. Paradise gets shut down because there's no more episodes after that. So apparently he ran into some legal troubles, perhaps from the casino that he owns, maybe.
Some sexual harassment charges.
Yeah, you know, and he's kind of be facing about 50 years in prison. So, you know, that's the end of Dr. Paradise. Not so much Paradise anymore, but,
that's pretty much what happens. I mean,
Dr. Purgatory is his new name.
Anyways, do you want to take a quick break here and we'll come back and we'll talk about some like reviews or something if there are any online?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we'll be right back first.
No Outlet Live. Hey, I'm Jay Remy, host of No Outlet Live. If you're in a podcast that explores any and everything, check us out. We stream anywhere you listen or watch podcasts, or just type No Outlet Live, one word, in your Google search bar to find the show. Live Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook. No Outlet Live, your road to boredom ends here. Do you like Tessa? Do you think this will be a date that can last?
Well, she's not very articulate.
And we are back. So, how you doing?
Not so great after talking about the show.
Yeah, I know.
Not exactly the highlight of my week so far.
So we've got one user review on the Internet Movie Database, and that's it.
Wow.
Yeah. This is from Plankton Rules. They wrote this on June 9th of 2020, and they gave the show a 3 out of 10 stars. This is what they say. I didn't like the show, but I like Langella's character. Dr. Paradise is a failed television pilot that was rejected by the network, but was aired on CBS Summer Playhouse, a program that aired many failed pilots. While Dr. Paradise wasn't a great program, and I can see why it wasn't picked up, I did enjoy Frank Langella and his awful character. The show is set at a health clinic on some tropical island. Among the doctors working there is Dr. Paradise Langella, a nasty, self-absorbed jerk of a doctor who is competent and in love with himself. Seeing and hearing this character was fun. What was not fun was the god-awful talking parrot. I liked listening to him less than listening to gears grinding. And the other characters were mostly forgettable. Overall, a mixed bag, but mostly a crappy one due to broad writing and that fucking bird. They didn't actually put fucking. They just put a bunch of like random things, but I decided to make their cursing say fucking. So I'm just...
Right.
Got that. And we also have... There's mostly negative things on YouTube as well, basically saying it's one of them is it's from Preacher 1138. It's a shame it didn't get picked up. This was an interesting show. Really? And I guess it was Donatello who the one actor played on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah, he says this is the untold story where Donatello went crazy and pointed a gun at Skeletor. Yeah.
That's great.
So, do you have any other thoughts on this?
God. Not really. I mean, this is one of those shows that was so bad that it wasn't even fun to make fun of.
No.
Like, sometimes we get this, you know, we strike gold, you know, yeah. And then it's just so bad that it's just, like, so fun.
This is definitely one of the worst shows we've seen.
It's just sad to watch. And plus, too, the quality of it didn't, like, the video quality of the rip or whatever you would call it wasn't good. So everything was kind of,
I mean, it was probably blurry. Somebody that recorded it back in 88 when it aired, and that's all we have, so.
Yeah, probably on VHS or some bullshit, and then, I mean, that's how most of these pilots probably get on YouTube anyway. And that's, and YouTube doesn't even bother to take them down because it's just like, no one cares. No one watches these things anyway. So we'll just let you just, hey, I could start using some of these for some of my scenes for my videos. Cause I
figured, maybe you'll get away with it.
YouTube's not going to do anything. Yeah. But you know, just, you know, it had pretty much everything you would expect from like the 80s, especially in like summer, casual sexism, you know, dumb characters who think they're cool because they wear like white suits. So definitely they were probably trying to do like the Miami Vice kind of vibe going on, but that actually was a good show. And then you know, you got the psychiatrist character is kind of like, you get it, like he's a psychiatrist but he's the weird one. You see how that's funny? He's the guy that helps with people's heads. And he's got a weird head.
Yeah.
Get it? Well, it's like, yeah, I get it. Because that's been done like a million times.
Yes.
Even before that show came out. And then another million times since that show came out. By the way, just saying though, like, he was probably like the best character in the show. But, and you're Facebook friends with them. And I'm not saying that just because you're Facebook friends with them.
Oh, no.
That's what I thought before you even told me that you were Facebook friends with them. I'm like, yeah, he was like the only actually good like character in the entire episode that wasn't just like completely over the top about everything. I mean, like he had like his quirks and stuff, but he wasn't like over the top quirks. Whereas you got Dr. Paradise going through doors that magically opened for him because he probably, you know, got some totem from like a long time ago, and that's how he was able to get like all this good luck, which caused him to build the casino.
Or he had a remote control and
buy the island. What's it?
Or he had a remote control that opened the door. I don't know. I'm just joking.
Well, he could have had that too. I mean, I wouldn't put it past him actually to actually rig that. But
the show does have everything that 1988 was known for. You know, misogyny, guns. Anxiety, an obese patient
making fun of anxiety
and obese patients
fun of obese patients
and a talking parrot, like all of 1988 had, you know.
I know, totally, like, yeah, that was, I mean, like literally every, and that's what it was. They probably threw all these ingredients in because some idiot executive at CBS or just whoever pitched the show idea was like, oh, I know what's popular this year. We'll just take all of these things and just throw it into one show, and surely it will be a success.
Well, it was basically like you take Fantasy Island, you take a little bit of MASH, you know, with Sally Kellerman being in it, and even, you know, throw in a little of, you know, the Bob Newhart show, and a talking parrot, and you got your show here. So, I would definitely not recommend anybody watch this, and I can completely see why this show never made it to air.
Yeah, totally. It's not good.
But something that I would recommend to people is to go to our Tee Public and buy a t-shirt. New t-shirts will be coming eventually. And, check out our YouTube as well. We got a YouTube up now. Go to alltoreal2.com for any of that information. Check out our Patreon. Share the show with your friends, you know. Help promote us, unlike you know, people that claim to be promoters. that live in Bangladesh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So God. Anyways, anything else before we end this?
just don't watch these dumb shows. I don't even know why we do it. We're tormenting ourselves every single week. Mm-hmm. You know, just try to have a good summer. Don't do what we do, basically. Yeah.
And until next time, folks, just remember what the talking parrot said.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Too Real 2 Podcast, a Cullen Park production. Produced and edited by Michael E. Cullen II. Music by Matthew Hawes. Subscribe and share the show. Visit us at cullenpark.com.